T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so Stoney, we've had 2 weeks of preseason football.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not
scintillating.
Sure. I mean, our friend John Neo took it apart in the Detroit News, and Peter King wrote about it in his Football Morning in America quarterback, whatever the hell you call it. Football Morning in America. Used to be the Monday Morning Quarterback. Look, preseason football is dying on the vine. I mean, it's like, if teams aren't going to even try, if teams aren't even going to put their starters out there, why exactly are we going through this total sham of an exercise? Which is a great question.
And it means absolutely nothing. I think I was reading, I think it was Peter King's column or maybe somebody else's yesterday, talking about the New York Giants back in the 70s and how good they looked in their preseason games. And the coach was saying, we got momentum because they had a decent end of the season before. And, you know, they beat the Jets at the Yale Bowl, and they beat this other team in Princeton, and they beat, you know, all these places they were playing, and they ended up 2-11-1. So it just shows it doesn't mean a thing.
Right. Well, one of the side stories, if you will, of the preseason has been, and we saw this a little bit for the Lions in their game against the Texans on Saturday night, is this new review for pass interference. And already, I would say this is off to a rather inauspicious start.
Yeah.
Because nobody quite knows what they're looking for.
Wasn't the rule, Jamie, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't the rule amended where you're allowed to challenge, and the only time it would ever get overturned if it was really egregious, where you look at it and say, "Oh, I can't believe they missed that." It's so black and white. There's no gray whatsoever.
Right. The refs just missed
like
the play.
The Saints Rams game.
Right. Which is why they had it. In an article here from Yahoo, it says, "In their zeal to right a wrong, all the NFL teams did was commit another one. Through 2 weeks of the preseason, reviews of the pass interference have shown to be a confusingly subjective mess. There has already been at least one blatantly wrong call that was allowed to stand after review. Exactly the sort of thing this rule was supposed to prevent. Pandora's box has been opened. The genie's out of the bottle. Insert other ominous metaphors here. If this carries over into the regular season and, heaven forbid, the playoffs, come next March's meeting, the league owners won't be patting themselves on the back for making things better."
I believe they are still time to change it. The competition committee can have emergency conference calls at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And if this continues in the last week or two weeks of preseason, you might just have that.
Well, but see, I think this is a little bit different. And I think this writer is overreacting a little bit. Okay. Because I do think the crux of the rule is still a good one. And that is, if you can replay whether a guy is out of bounds or in bounds, if you can replay whether or not the ball crossed the goal line or not, or things of that nature, then I think you should be able to replay, like you said, clear black and white issues in football.
Right.
If you can reverse something. Now, in the first 2 weeks, and actually this is from a Dave Burkett article from the Free Press, there were 15 challenges of pass interference call, and only one was overturned. 15 is a pretty high number. And so what I think that shows you is that the NFL coaches are using this as a test lab.
Yes.
If that were the one that Patricia challenged the other night in Houston, if that were game one against the Cardinals, there's no way he's challenging
that. No, it was absurd.
And it's not just because he's standing behind the Gatorade bottles or anything either.
No.
I still like this rule. I still think this is good if it's used correctly. I think what you're seeing right now is literally the sport working out the kinks. I'm almost like self-correcting
I don't like the rule. What they should do, instead of have coaches challenges, they should have a replay official at every at the game upstairs. You could have it in New York.
They can't afford that, Stoney.
Yeah. You could have it in New York with one or two people assigned every game. And if there is something, because they get the replays quick enough, usually, especially on a pass interference, and they see something, they buzz the referee and stop the game. That's it. You don't need to waste time with a challenge.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. I think, though, that what that would do, and this is something I've heard you be against over the years, is that would really slow the game down. Because if you're, again, The play in the Saints-Rams game is such an extreme example. That's where 100% of the people, including Rams fans, know it was a bad call. It's not even a question. It's the Denkinger play in the 85 World Series. Right. It's so bad that it's universally understood, much like Galarraga in the perfect game.
So just have that referee, whoever, that official up above or in New York, buzz when they see that type of play. Any other play, no challenge. No, only can be those egregious plays.
But why? Why not give each coach a chance to right a wrong? If there's a really big play in a game, look, unfortunately, I can't come up with any at the top of my head. But we've all watched games.
If it's blatant
and black and white are two different things. Blatant is, he turned his head at the last minute. I mean, the Brandon Pettigrew play, okay? Mm-hmm. To me, that was blatant pass interference. Was it 100%? No, it was not 100%, okay? But to me, that was a blatant pass interference. It drew multiple flags, and for whatever reason, those flags were picked up. If that had, if the flags hadn't been thrown, I would want Jim Caldwell to be able to challenge that play. That was not the Rams-Saints play, but it was still a very, to me, blatant pass interference. Ironically, Jason Garrett essentially challenged the play by sending Dez Bryant out on the field, and he got it overturned. That's the crazy part about that play. You know?
In a weird way, you're right.
So with the coaches having a challenge, I still think it, in some ways, not expedites the game, but it doesn't bog it down. But with this replay official you're talking about, there's going to be a lot of buzzing.
I don't know. I think they would only do it if it was quote unquote blatant or egregious, whatever word you want to use. So I don't think it would be. I think you're worried about slowing down the game. I think by the time the coach gets the word from his guys upstairs, then he throws the hanky, then the referee comes over, they talk, he explains what he wants to challenge, then the referee walks over. No, I think somebody
up top. But that's it, though. He only gets the challenge. That's the one challenge he gets.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to do that over and over again.
I understand.
So you can sit there and make that process out to be a really long one, but he only gets that one time. And if it's the problem is that I know what you're saying, but I don't know it's kind of like the process. You're sitting here saying, say what you want. I don't know what the word is, blatant, egregious, whatever. There's no way to define that. So if Johnny Backjudge is sitting up in the replay booth at Ford Field on a Sunday, how he defines blatant is maybe different than how you define blatant, or how Mike Pereira defines blatant, right?
Yeah.
So you're just saying go back the way it used to be.
Yeah, except for like whatever word you want to use, Saints Rams, call it a new word. I don't know. Except in a case like that.
But how do you define a case? Like put it in your words. Define a case like that where 100% of the people believe it was a missed call.
Yes, where 100% of the people looked at that game and said, what the blank?
Okay.
There it is. It's the what the blank decision.
I'm not sure that defines it either.
Sure it does.
The what the blank decision?
Yes. It's something that a blind person could see was pass interference.
That also doesn't define it very well.
Well, I don't know. Pick your word.
Well, no, but
egregious is the word.
I'm saying anytime there's a close call in football, we pick it apart, we argue about it, so on and so forth.
No, but the rules should be stated. No, close call, no. Where if it's a debate, whatever the human element decides is it.
Okay.
But it's on something.
So you're against replay for pass interference unless it's a 100% incorrect call.
Yes.
Okay. And what if it's 99.9? You don't want it to be looked at? For example, Dez Bryant's touchdown against the Green Bay Packers. Most football fans feel that he scored a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
Some people feel that he didn't, quote unquote, complete the process. That's not 100%.
That, I know. Well, that rule is so weird. That's not a good example. I'm talking about like what we saw like in the Saints-Rams game, where there's absolutely no doubt. Those are the ones.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
Because they're challenging stuff where they can't decide whether it's offensive or pass or defensive.
That's because they're just testing the market.
I know.
They're just testing it out during the preseason. Again, I think the number of challenges is going to go down dramatically in the regular season.
I totally agree with you on that.
Our phone number is 248-539-9797. There is a huge controversy brewing in the chicken sandwich industry. We're going to get to that next on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.